let the boys hang out. It could be like boys' night out for like Entourage. It's like, he could have done cool stuff. He could have done some really cool stuff. I heard this pizzeria out in Canada, this lady doesn't even bake the pizza. You take it home and do it, but she created a membership. So you pay like $24.95 a month to be a member, electronic funds transfer, but you get a monthly newsletter, a physical newsletter. You get coupons every like week. There's like a different pizza. Sometimes the pizza is made with, the dough is made with like beer in the dough or something. There's like specialty pizza for Super Bowl weekend, or specialty pizza for like, you know, whatever. They had to like turn people away when they like had this like re-grand opening one night. And they're like, average pizza pie is like $29. They don't even fucking make it. You gotta go home and make it. Yeah, but she had all this different stuff.
There's a place like that in Richmond that's sort of around a year and a half.
Yeah.
Kicks ass. You call and order whatever you want, and they make it. Wrap it up for you, take it home.
Yeah, and they were making like super size, like a pizza pie that could feed like 20 people instead of like 8 people. Be different. And just break the rules. There are no rules, okay? There seriously are no rules unless we're talking about legal shit here. But, you know, every store I give you, whoever's different is the person that's winning. So if we look here, you're never ending plan of attack. You've really identified your niche, you're tight with them, you know how to reach them, you're being a leader, you're very confident in your message. We're not trying to make everybody happy. I can't emphasize enough that you gotta friggin' hustle your ass off and stop waiting for perfect time. You see here that like I was talking about like how I have no gym, no website, no fancy equipment. Mike's talking about basically the way they grow their business is through their existing customers. He's not even using a referral system, it's like word of mouth. His website's a little bit busy. I always, like, I just can't size it up. There's people that come to these courses, certifications, they pay way more than any of you guys fucking paid. Nothing. A year later, not even a blog, not even nothing. You know what I mean? Like, people, I gave guys, the last year, I let them do 12 payments of $99 a month. $99. Like, you need to train somebody like twice in a month. You don't even need more than one client. And some of them are bouncing payments. Okay? So what should I do? Gotta like exclude those people that can't afford it, because they're gonna be your headaches anyway. And number two, if your price is too cheap, you're gonna get shitty people anyway. They're not gonna be doers. Alright? So Mike, he's maximized that network. He knows a dude that owns a bar. Who do you know? What does the father do? What does the husband of the white lady do that you train? What do the parents do? How can you help them? You know what I'm saying? Don't screw that shit up. Your inner network, rock that shit out. Do the schools want somebody to speak during health class? You better believe those health teachers probably are running out of information they don't want to say. You guys come in and you start talking about stories rather than saying, this ain't loose fat. You start talking about stories of training and how it helped this overweight kid and this girl who, you know, was training for this, but it helped her look, you know, lean for the prom, and how this kid did that. You just give them stories and Q&A. You talk to them about, like, the fallacies in the magazines, and then you tell them that I'm going to raffle off a free membership here. You know, I don't know if you'll be able to collect names and email addresses, but if you can't do that, say, this is my Facebook page. Okay? Anybody who emails me or sends me a message first from this class gets a free month with me. Like, you're going to have to do a lot of work responding to all that shit, but crazy stuff that you got to throw in there. If I spoke about maximizing the real-world experience more than anything, because of the internet being so, like, rampant, a lot of guys forget that going out there and that, you know, experiencing the real thing is what's really going to get people to connect with you. People can connect with you through your blog and through the internet, but in person, that's a whole different ballgame. Tony Robbins said, like, the reason why people get in relationships is it heightens the human experience 10 times minimum. That's why people don't want to be single. Okay, they're like, oh, I need my girlfriend, I need my boyfriend. Even if the relationship sucks, they're like, I gotta have another girlfriend, I gotta have another boyfriend. Okay? It's just that's what it is. It's like it magnifies the human experience. So get out there and get people pumping together. Okay? Whenever I finish like something, I finish on a real high note. I went and did this thing at that wrestling club. When I got there, the first thing I told them was when I was here 2 years ago, it sucked. I said, dudes were collapsing on their arms. It was embarrassing for me to see wrestlers this way. I'm here because some of my clients are here. You guys better bust your butt here. They started doing that. I was like, yeah, this is what I want to see. Boom. At the end of the thing, I was like, you guys keep dancing. We're like in the middle with our hands on. As corny as that shit is, they were like, shh. They were hyped up on that shit. And two kids that weren't in my group now, they're like started there. They sent me messages through Facebook. Oh, I know CJ's in your group. I know he's in your group. And they are. I'm wondering, you know, if there's room for me. He got a taste of that experience a little bit. If I get them in here, you know, I'll get the kid as a client, get them part of that experience. Okay? Big time. Oh, your first event. Whatever it is, the first time somebody is with you, it needs to be really magnificent stuff, guys. It's critical. My buddy Paulie said that when somebody does business with you the first time, that determines what kind of thoughts they have on you, and it determines what kind of business relationship you will have on them forever. Forever. For example, we all go to a restaurant. Let's say we went to that pizzeria, and let's exaggerate shit. We ordered those chicken subs. And then on the house, he's like, yo guys, I just busted out these different kind of garlic knots on the house, check these out. And we're like, damn, that's pretty cool. And then, whatever, he says, those sodas are on the house, guys. And they're taking our food for us, they checked up on us twice, they don't really bother, they're like, everything going good, you guys like that? Let me know what you think. You guys want some more of these? I got more of these. Are we going to be pretty hyped up on that? Do you think you're going to want to go back there next time? Let's say we go there, your sub is cold, Matt was waiting, everybody else gets their food, he waits another 10 minutes. Are we going to want to go back there? If that first experience goes sour, they will not forgive us unless we kick ass like 5-6 more times. You don't have that opportunity as a coach. You know, we do shit like we flip tires right to the edge. Because I want people to see that shit. Because who knows, maybe one out of the thousands of cars that drive by will be like, what the hell is that? That could be for little Johnny, and turns around. Like, try and get those little things. And pretty much that's kind of like what Mike and them do without realizing it. Mike and the Milkman, they use that courtyard just for space, but it generates a lot of buzz. It generates a lot of buzz when you're seeing it. Is location everything? I know some people say location, location, location. No, I think building that, your legend. Joe D's place is so hard to find. If your navigation doesn't pick it up, it is really a confusing place to find. I remember the first real hardcore bodybuilding gym I went to, Diamond Gym, never had a sign on it. Actually, it had a sign, but before I ever got there, it like got blown away during the storm, and they never put it back up. And that place was packed with people. Very serious people that attracted all that same kind of deal. And the way I found them, I'm driving up and down on Irvington Avenue, like, there's no gym. And finally, I see like these big dudes standing out front of a brown building. Like, that's gotta be it. They didn't even have a parking lot. I had a parking lot at the supermarket across the street. So the buzz was built about that gym. They never had a website. I don't think they even do to this day. It was all built on that word of mouth. Can location help? That could be huge for you. I mean, if you're in the right place. I think when you're building something up, that can be really big. But also, if you have a lot of walk-by traffic, you need to have a system for collecting info. You can come in, name, email, and what their interest is, or it could be a real, you know, serious one, like if it's for an ad, like athletes fill this out, mom and dad fill this, like the athlete can say, how did you find out about us? That's critical. What is your strength? What is your weakness? What are you looking to improve upon? What sports do you play? How old are you? You could have something pretty serious like that that starts to pre-qualify, but they should always leave. When people come in, I always collect their info. I'm busy. I don't answer the phone when we train. I get the name and email. Somebody pops in. So, but yeah, I mean, if you just want to be like local, you know, then your Facebook stuff and all that shit should just be focused on the local stuff. But I have this, and then it goes really around the world. It's international for my training stuff, so that's just going to happen. But there's people that say absolutely nothing of their family just to tell you about training. And you know what? There's a lot of people that just like to hear about training. Don't give a shit about nothing that goes on in your house.
Yeah, people attract you. I just wanted to see where, you know, if you found a certain balance too much, you know, try that.
Number one, anybody that wants to be successful at anything, I'm talking about like beyond good, there's no healthy balance. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you, anybody or anything trying to be great at anything, whether it's being a violinist, a pianist, an athlete, a businessman, you're going to be putting in a lot of hard work into it. Bottom line. There will definitely be a suffer in their suffering. I tell you, like, it's easier for somebody that, like, if you weren't married and you had no kids, then you could fucking work all day, all night. And it doesn't affect you, but if you got a family, then that means you stay up later, wake up earlier, but the work starts to pay off. But that takes years. That's not usually going to be boom right away. Okay? So, check out the bottom of this part where it says your first event, or I spoke about, actually the middle, like your first event has got to be awesome and kick ass. What you can do is you can have an offer at the end when you go to these events. Now, if you're training high school athletes, you know, collecting their email address is not usually the best. You usually want to ask for the parents' email addresses. They're the ones ultimately making decisions. If you're training adults, of course, you're going to connect with them. They're the ones making their own decisions. So let's say I go to the wrestling club or a football field or any of that. When I'm done, you know, I say, I've got, you know, a gym, and I'm going to say, I'm offering a special training thing right now. You can come in and train with me for a week for free. And normally, my prices for 3 months are like, you know, XYZ. I'm going to cut 25% off and lock you in, but that thing expires on this day. If you don't come by this day, that's it. You're either with me to win, or you're not. We don't have a whole lot of room, and we obviously can't take all of you guys. So, you can do those Godfather offers at the end. Don't be afraid. If you don't, let me restate this very strict, very precisely. If you don't tell people what to do, they will do nothing. If you don't say, go eat, this is what I got, here's what I want you to do, do this next, they won't do it. So if you just did this whole shebang at a corporate facility, at a baseball field, at a high school, and you don't tell them to do anything and you leave, they will simply assume that you don't have anything to offer them, you don't have any service or any product to offer them. Why? Because you didn't say anything. Okay? You have to say, this is what I'm offering. You want to take your kids in that stuff? Don't make it. Okay? If you want to do it, we can take care of this right now. You've got to sign up here, put down a deposit, and we can get going. And for those of you who aren't interested, make sure that you fill out your name and email. If I can't read your name and email, I'm not signing you up for my mailing list. And I can only, you know, it's always good to have a special offer and a limited space and a deadline. Okay? If you're just showing up doing free stuff, it's not going to work. I always say sometimes my best speech was my best free seminar was the first one I ever did. So when I left, I gave them this like real hardcore speech for like a minute, maybe 2 minutes, and I told them what to do. I said, but you got to put down a deposit today of at least $20. I'll email you, and we'll be getting started next week once we get your schedule straightened out. If you want to do it, come up to me right now, we'll take care of it, because once I walk out the door, that special offer ends. Okay? That's it. Say, we're too busy. I can't take everybody. I want to take care of you guys because Coach Mike is a great friend of mine. He invited me out here to take care of you guys. I want to hook you guys up, but it could only last right now. And that shows that you're not wishy-washy. You're not, you're like, boom. what the best? A rock? You coming with me? Or are you sitting in the stands and you watching us kick ass? Figure it out. Okay? Oh, here's Vin Diesel. Oh, and the six foot eight man. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's going on? What's up, bro?
No, I didn't.
Hey, man, I'm Jack. Pleasure to meet you. Let's grab a bench, and I'm going to finish up a question. We do an intro, and we'll do some questions for Vin Diesel. He owns a big gym, and that could be another different angle. See, he runs a lot of different programs. And when you do those events, look where I said, look, I said, remember, they got qualified to become part of your club. So say to them, if you're just interested in just, you know, getting better for the summer, and you're not really don't want to do this serious, or you want to make a life change, okay, or you're like, look, I don't want to take the kid that's fine with being 500. Raise your hand right now if you want to be at least all captain. Good. Raise your hand if you want to be all state. You're the guy that I'm talking to. Not that I'm trying to be a jerk or anything, but I want to work with motivated guys because our stuff is tough. It's probably not going to be for you guys. And remember I said those people that, oh, that's not me. So you want to be very direct with them. And remember, you will probably piss people off. Okay? You could be on that, like, hate love type thing, right? Howard Stern, you think he's like a big dick, or you love him. Or any of those big, you know, mean people, they're either hated or they're loved. Okay? Now, on the bottom, this is pretty cool if you're just doing fitness stuff. Or, this might even rock for some high schools. A private newsletter with, you know, I do this with my own guys. They get this. They have a private newsletter, physical newsletter that's printed out. I talk their language. I speak about the meetings that's going to be exclusive to them. And I really, man, I genuinely care about these kids. Genuinely care about them. Like, no other place, you know, except for Vin Diesel, is going to care more about these kids than the way we do it. They love to be loved. You can do this stuff for free. Let's say you connect with the local high school and their athletic director. And you say, I'd love to offer, like, a free part in the newspaper on, like, training for sports. Or, freaking Jamie, you could have a soccer newsletter that goes right to them. It doesn't have to be a newsletter. It could be a one-page thing where it's like the tip of the month. Okay? And that you get it just to the football team. And it goes to them once a month. All right? I was able to get in. There was, like, a wrestling newspaper that went out to every wrestler in New Jersey. And I was writing for them. That shit rocked. At the end, I had my name and my email address. But what I should have had is a little special article that said, mention this article before XYZ date and get 2 weeks free. Something like that. And you'll still be amazed at how many people don't take advantage of free stuff. But these little things, like your like that newsletter that you can send out, training tips, it starts bringing them in. It starts the circle of trust. It starts to be, they start to get impressed with what you talk about and what you do. When that guy walked in before with his dad this morning, takeaway cell. We're going to do a little exercise here, but number one thing I do is people, and it's going to be on next. People don't like to be sold. Okay? You go to a car place, they're trying to sell you. No. People want to feel like they're in control of doing what they're, you know, in control of their money. So when somebody comes in, you need to be asking those right questions that makes them feel like they've made this perfect decision all on their part. And you did not dupe them into anything. And you shouldn't be duping them into anything. You're just asking them the right questions that get them to understand you're the person they need to go to. So check this out. It says, steps a prospect must have in place to qualify for membership of your exclusive club. Because it's not going to be for everybody. So take out a sheet of paper. List five things that you want somebody to have about themselves before they can be a member of your club. Do they have to be in a certain sport? Do they have to have a certain level of dedication? Do they have to have certain goals? Do they have to be referred or invited? Or are they allowed to just walk in from anybody? Do they have to be a part of some other, you know, club? What are the five things that somebody's got to have, okay, to become part of your club before you even start talking to
them. Right now, where do you want to be? What's holding you back? What improvements do you need to work on?
What kind of person, before they can become a member, so what do they have in place? Like, what do you want somebody to have in place? They need to play a sport. What do you want about them that tells you?
Are they an athlete, or they, you know, like, what sport, if they are an athlete, or, you know, or are they just in high school, just being a nickel, you know, but that's not what I'm going to see if they're an athlete.
Okay, so you want, number one, they got to be an athlete. What kind of athletes?
I'm looking for rappers, wrestlers, football players, track and field.
Okay, or the baseball player, coach. You going to turn them down?
I don't think I turn them down because they still need explosive power.
Okay.
Okay. Basketball players, volleyball, yeah.
This stuff, guys, the 5 steps, like a prospect has to have in place. A prospect is somebody who could be or is a potential client. It could be like a psychological trait you want to have with them. Okay, for me, I'm looking for a referral or an invitation. I'm looking for them to be highly dedicated and to have lofty goals, not just get better. Okay, everybody wants to get better. Do you want to maximize opportunity to make it into college or scholarship? That's the shit I'm looking for. I don't want anybody that's going for average. So those are the kind of things that I want you to be clear on. Why? So when they come to you and say, hey, do this, you can ask them questions. Tell them what sport you play. What are your goals? How serious are you? What training have you done before you got here and how did it work? Well, I didn't do much training. Why didn't you do much training? I don't know. And the dad says, no, I'm going to watch the TV. And you say, well, this place may not even be for you. If you're always watching TV, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to handle the commitment you want when you're here. Okay? That's the kind of steps I'm looking to get. That's why it says underneath, like, we want to have a little bit of that velvet rope. Okay? It can be a little bit or a lot. You want to kind of make a decision of what you feel. So you could always tighten up that velvet rope, or you can tighten it up and it loosens slightly when they're in, and you retighten it when they need it. Does that make sense? Ricky, what do you got, bro?
I just got a few in no particular order. The first one I came up with was like the length of years, which sports they play, and the length of years, meaning like showing like the dedication that they have. So someone says this is my 10th year football, you know, they're obviously they're serious about the sport they play.
Okay, cool.
Specific goals, it says, you know, where are you at right now? I didn't make the first team. I was on second team last year. All right, this is my senior year. I'm going to be first team all state, you know, linebacker, whatever it may be, like a specific set of goals. Have them jot down like their weak points.
Yeah.
What they think their weak points are, because most kids you deal with are shy. They're not going to tell you their weak points because they're too headstrong. They want to just concentrate. You know, they don't want to tell you. No kid wants to tell you they're weak. You know what I mean? Trying to get them to come out a little bit. I came up with this one is like you have all serious athletes here. That's like the work to do is, you know, quick question or something they can put down is, you know, how do you quit a sport and why? They're not going to know why you're asking them that question. Why quit the sport? Because, you know, I didn't like the time, it was too hard. And you're like, well, if you didn't like that baseball, you sure it's not going to come here.
Right.
And then just like a maybe quick background on, you know, how do you weight train, you know, what are your backgrounds, things like that.
Also, I mean, look at that, the steps also can be, I know I harp on this, is asking them if they know, like, have they done any research about your gym? Have they gone to the website to find the prices? Or are you going to have to spend time with them going over that stuff? I've really especially been doing this for the past few months. You know, have you looked at the website to see what we do and to see what the member, I don't say how much costs, I think I say something to the effect of, like, have you seen the membership options? That's what I do. And if you look down the bottom part, a big thing that helped me get my business back on track is I started thinking more along the lines of Fight Club, right? When the, like, dude's out front, he's like, tits are too big, you're too old, go home, old man, like, wait out here longer, you know, you look like a girl, go back. And they were like, this is what you need to do to get in here. You're too fat, your tits are too big, and you're not going to be in here. Okay? Don't be saying that to the ladies that come to the gym. So, you've got to just be very clear of who you want to come in, because it's going to make business easier for you. Okay? It's going to make business easier for you. And that stuff evolves as you go through time. And the emphasis on the fact that you're not just a gym, that you're more like a coaching facility, okay? I want you to look at the next page, where it says like a membership checklist. So, this is stuff that you can like write notes on. You know what you guys probably want to do with this one? Run a couple copies of it, and like every couple months, like go through it and review notes that spring out of your head, because as your business mind evolves, this will evolve. I got one of these for you too, Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel, guys, the best. Name of the club or the organization or the group, okay? You got to have a name for your place. You got to have that language and that commonality theme going on through your place. Real critical. Alright? It's almost like, you almost think of like Disney World. They have that happy theme, there's that commonality through everything, customer service, they have a certain type of people coming in. You talked about this earlier with how Mike was selling supplements, bundled goods and services. Do you offer nutrition? Do you offer special flexibility? If you've got an expertise, that could be a way to do like a one-on-one thing. I know like Joe Franco does that specialized stretching on those tables, and kids will pay extra for that stuff. Nutrition, you can outsource that, even if you're not getting paid for it. It's an extra, you know, form of good or service that you're doing. Speed, agility, quickness. Vin Diesel's got all like different things in play at his big gym, offering things to fill the gap. Because no matter how good our stuff is in this gym, and when you have a small gym, you can't do speed and agility work in here. No matter how much I tell a father that if his kid wants a better vertical, I need to get him stronger, not jumping on the tires. Like, when's he going to start jumping? When's he going to do box boxes? They like saw Mike Wadanko do box jumps, so now they think that's the fucking way to do it. My son needs to. I was like, dude, your son is 6'2 and 1/3. We need to get him fucking strong before he jumps anything. If he jumps, he'll break his back. You know, like then. So filling in some of those voids and those gaps, critical stuff, and it gives them that belief that you are the end all be all. No need to go anywhere else. What privileges do people have when they train with you? Okay? Privileges like when Mike could drink beer on Friday at 5 in the courtyard. Then Diesel boosts it up and out there. These times, go to bed. Are there the private meetings, like I spoke about before? The private newsletter. Do you show up? Like, I think somebody was talking about like a grocery tour. I mean, you guys can do the grocery tour for the parents, okay? All these little privileges that turn this into a club, okay? A little private club. If you ever have a hard time understanding this, just go to YouTube and type in the rules of Fight Club. And it will resonate back in your mind about what needs to be done. Because I don't even forget any of it. Like Brad Pitt's like laughing. He thinks it's great that people are waiting. And then the dude's like, you can't do this. It's like, you're crazy. You can't let people go out. And then he starts saying, he's like, oh, like, he is right. And he's like, oh, stop. Get out of here. He starts realizing, like, they don't want to do business with the people that don't fit their mold. So that's going to be your review. Involvement, okay? I got to still take these guys on a whitewater rafting trip. We had a meetup at a Muscle Maker Grill. This Friday we've got a fundraiser. I'm going to order a shit ton of pizza and get protein shakes. The fact that they're involved with each other, these kids became better. They never knew each other before they got here. Now they go to the beach together. Now they celebrate 21st birthdays together. They go to the bars together. They party together. They go to each other's frat houses in different states. That's serious shit that never went down until they got here. They've met their best friends here. Okay? So what kind of an involvement do you have going on in your place? Levels and ladder of ascension. We talked about different training levels. With Mike, you go go semi-private. If you graduate, you're part of groups that kick ass. Here, we got phase one. Only when you show proficiency do I let you start touching a barbell or start deadlifting. Until then, no. Oh, you want to flip tires? Dude, we got ways to go. And Jim Wendler says that when this whole like, way of phasing my training, it not only was a way to do general physical prep the right way, but he was like, you train a lot of football players? I was like, yeah. He was like, dude, you know what you should do? He's like, for 1 month, don't even let them touch a bar or a dumbbell. He's like, nothing. All they do is their own body. He's like, that's going to send a signal that you're the boss, you're in charge, and no matter how big they are, 250 pounds, they ain't touching shit. Kick the crap out of the body weight training, make them do squats, put them on the prowl or the sleds. Like, that's the only thing they can do. He's like, they don't touch it. He's like, that's only, I can't remember like how he did it, but it's like that, like, you're like the chief, and they're just, you know, like your little soldiers or whatever, but that got kids really into like the Friday, Thursday, we had a new kid here. Oh man, he was gonna cry. And like the parents were like, oh, he's just sweating a lot. And like they were just like saying anything that they could. I was like, if he wants to build himself up to what these other kids look like, they all started like he did. And then it starts getting into it. It's like, oh, I don't suck so bad. Everybody else sucks bad too. But I could climb up there. Other kids, can I just practice that 600-pound car? I think I can get it. Last week I kind of got it. I really want to go to DeFranco's. No, dude. You're not ready to represent, bro. You need to be strong as hell. You need to be killing that tire. Okay? So it's not forever. So there's all these little levels, and there should be, in your membership area, a way to build up to stuff. Not everybody's going on that whitewater rafting trip. Only some of them are going to go. Depends who's been here for a certain amount of time, how old you are, little things like that. Okay? There's got to be levels in there where people can grow up to. Recognition, pride of belonging, pride of ascension. This is all very, you know, cult-like stuff. But I give, I don't have t-shirts anymore. We had some of those from the Lost Exchange. See what Ricky's got? The kids that got this shirt, we had a prowl challenge. They did the prowl suicides. It was mayhem out here. The dudes that were like coming to be like for five, oh, win this one, I beat this guy. They're like, let me stretch, I'm gonna kill him. Anybody who got that shirt was representing that shirt the next day at school. The kids that go to the Catholic schools and private schools have a dress down day. And I can't remember, I think they even have to pay $5 for dress down day. Or they could just wear their school uniform. Dude, I had that one school with like 12 kids, and mid-D's, you could totally do this too. I think we spoke about this when you were here. They all organize and orchestrate the day wearing the underground shirts. And then there's some of them cut their sleeves off. Dude, that you're telling me that like when those 10 to 12 kids are home in the hallways with underground shirts, they're not generating a lot of buzz for you? And that's pride of belonging, and that also, that's totally alpha male shit right there. That's totally struck school always saying, I'm underground and I will kick your ass because you train in that thing in the school, whatever that little weight room is. Like, don't even try messing with me. That's the kind of stuff you guys need to do. So, the t-shirts, by the way, they don't get them right away. Because what if I have a kid that's here for like a week, 2 weeks, and he's like really killing it, and then he just like disappears and flakes out? Then he's fucking wearing my shirt and buys cigarettes at 7-Eleven? Like, dude, that happened to me once, and I swear to you, I don't know what I would have. If I had a gun, I don't know. I was like bugged out. I swear, I was really messed up. You can tell I'm still scarred about it. So now they have to get through that first month. I tell the parents and the kid, like, month one, I am watching you. If you slap one bit, you show up late, you cancel without 24 hours, or you don't reschedule shit the right way, there's a good chance you're not going to make it. After that first month, they get their first shirt. After a year, they get a camo shirt. You give a kid a camouflage shirt here, if it's 150 degrees, he won't take it off. Like, that shit is glued. That's what they want. It sounds strange, but you're forgetting where we were when we were young. Okay? Don't forget about that. Remember, enter their mind. Stop thinking like yourself. Start thinking like David. Real important. Frequency of communication. I communicate with my guys through Facebook. Once a month, they get a physical newsletter. Frequency of communication in here, I'm always asking how they're doing, how their day went, anyway, how the sports practice is going. What, all that shit is very, very tight with me. I'm really zoning in on them, giving them my time. The end of the workout, I'm always telling everybody how good they did or that they didn't do a good job. They need to step it up next time. Okay? Frequency of communication. Don't tell people you're gonna send them a monthly newsletter and it comes around every 6 months. Alright? Little things add up to big success. Okay, the official publication, that's the Underground Strength newsletter. You create your own newsletter. Print them out, and the kid you train for free stuffs them in an envelope and ships them. Okay? I have a fulfillment company, I send them the Word document, they send it out. Meetings. You're gonna have special meetings for them. Mike's got Dr. Tom Bell rolling in. They're guest bartending. A meeting could be anything. It doesn't have to be education. It could be a part. These last two are critical. Your renewable and continuity income. I don't like month-to-month or 10 sessions. Like, you can sign up for July. And then after that, we'll talk. No. I want people signing up for 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And it should be continuity. So with me, they're paying me on the 5th of the month. That way most people get paid like on the 1st of the month or the last day. Like they don't, boom, just give me the money right when they get paid. So everybody pays on the 5th of the month. But if they're not training on the 5th, they have to pay on the 4th or the 3rd. And of course, my new thing is when I go over that stuff, okay, let's say I'm speaking to Rick and your father. I say, your first payment is due today. Today's June 15th, whatever it is. Payment 2 and 3 is due on the 5th of the next 2 months. See how you're nodding to me? That don't mean shit anymore. This is what I say. Does that make sense to you? And then I say, now just explain back to me what I said to you so I know that you understand we're on the same page. So it's like a little psychological trick to make sure that they understand exactly what the rules of the game are here. I'm not going to chase you to pay me because everybody who works everywhere else gets paid on time. The boss doesn't say, can I hand you that money next time? It's on time. That's it. And that's why I need to switch to EFT. Are you doing EFTs, Vin Diesel? Smart man. And then you don't have to be chasing people around. You focus on the training. If something goes wrong, they got to call the billing company, right? They do that, it's better. The next one, I put those dates down for you guys. September 1st and January 1st are good times for change. If you need to change membership. But get them warmed up to it. I've been saying in my newsletters, we're getting busy. I have a hard time trying to keep up with your payments. And I don't want to be rude, telling you, reminding payment. It's going to be easier if we just go to EFT. And that's it. If somebody doesn't want to do EFT, then say, no problem. You pay in full. That's it. Okay? In the beginning, I think you will have a little tough time saying that. Like, you feel like, oh, I need a lot of balls to say this. It's okay. You're working. You have to get paid, right? So don't sweat that stuff. Remember, if you're taking people in at a cheaper rate, guys, don't raise their rates on you. You can, but if you raise them probably more than 10%, you're going to get some friction. If you add a little bit, not a problem. I didn't raise anybody's rates. I just kept them locked in at the same. And then I tell them, if you refer the people they want to know about our membership options, you know, just tell them that you started years ago, you know it's a little more expensive, and it's on the website. Okay? So use the referrals to do that. Train your clients to refer. Do you guys know the difference between word of mouth and referral? Word of mouth is basically we're out talking, and I bring up that Tom trains my kid at Vin Diesel's place, at Gabriel Fitness. They never told me to say anything, that's how it just came out. We're hanging out. Here's a referral. Vin Diesel knows I'm a dad. Ethan trains there. He's like, hey, Zach, I know Ethan is on the football team there. I've got a football speed and agility quickness program for kids age 6 to 9. I'm running at this time. If you can, if you feel comfortable, I've got some flyers to work. He doesn't need flyers. Let them know about us. Tell them, you know, we're going to get started. And he's very specific. He told me where to go to the football team. He told me about the program. He basically trained me into what to say. And he told me who to go to. He could even take it further and say, Zach, don't tell the dads that are assholes. Just tell the dads and the moms that you know are cool and also that you know could afford it. So you see how he's like really giving me specific details? That's a referral. And that's how you can get referrals within your business. I tell my kids, don't be referring me to anybody. Don't tell everybody. This is like a private club. You're telling half-assed guys. They're coming here. They can't even do the warm-up. Fucking sitting out there on the bench after the warm-up. You know, there's a bunch of pussies. Like, don't even tell those guys. Tell me dudes that bust their asses. I don't care if they're fat or shit. Make sure that they're going to work their ass off and make sure their parents are cool. Don't send me some psychos. So I get very, very specific and detailed, and that's when it started working. This did not work. Adam, dude, just tell your friends. Just tell your friends. Tell your friends about what we do. Man, you got to tell your friends about it. Tell your friends what? Tell your friends that I go to the underground strength gym, and then what? Nothing. They don't know. Tell everybody exactly what to do. Does that make perfect sense to you guys? Exactly what to do. It's the same thing with training. Go squat. No. Get under the bar. Steady yourself. Step by step, A, B, C, X, Y.